Tropical Storm Beta is just what you guys on the Gulf Coast didn't need. It's not a hurricane, and it's not expected to become one, but forecasters say it's going to bring drenching rain and storm surges to a region that's still recovering from Hurricanes Laura and Sally. Those storms made landfall in Louisiana and Alabama. Flash flooding will be possible this week in Arkansas and Mississippi as the storm system moves further inland. But right now, Beta's more of a threat to the Texas coast, so let's go to Texas and bring in Galveston County, Texas Judge Mark Henry. Judge Henry, Mark, you're the top elected official in the county responsible for emergency response and preparedness. So are you prepared and are you seeing the effects of Beta?
Hi, Robin. Yes, we are definitely seeing the effects. Fortunately, we're no strangers to hurricanes, so our preparedness for this storm started about 4 days ago. I'm looking at a radar right now. We are going to see some rain here and tropical storm force winds probably for the next 24 to 36 hours.
Yeah. How do you prepare for that?
A number of things. First of all, we issued a voluntary evacuation for Bolivar Peninsula, which is a part of the county that's kind of cut off from the rest of us. There's a ferry service operated by the state. That ferry service was suspended yesterday morning, and there's now water coming over the road, which is Highway 87 in Bolivar. So we issued a voluntary evacuation, letting people know that conditions are going to be difficult to get around over there. I think a lot of people took us up on that and left. Those who are there now are kind of stuck. We can't get to them. If they can't drive through the waters and we ask them not to, then they're going to have to stay in place there for 24 or 36 hours. We also position high water rescue vehicles and road and bridge crews all around the county. So regardless of where an activity might occur, we can get someone there within probably 15 minutes at the latest.
Yeah. Well, as Glenn Campbell sang, Galveston, oh, Galveston, I mean, you have experienced, you know, the deadliest hurricane in American history, the storm in 1900 that killed, you know, maybe 6,000 people. Your city hit hard by Hurricane Ike in 2008. That storm did $30 billion in damage. So in one way, you might be used to this, but we also know that hurricanes are increasing in force because of the warm waters, global warming. You know, they're picking up more rain and dumping more rain. You know, you can't get too used to this, right? I mean, are people nervous?
We absolutely don't get used to it, and that's what concerns us the most, is people saying, oh, you know, now I went through Tropical Storm Beta. It wasn't that big a deal. So the next time they issue an evacuation order, I don't have to listen to it because I know exactly what to expect. Each storm is different. Each storm is a surge event, a rain event, or a wind event, or a combination of those. Looks like Beta is going to kind of become a surge event only. We were expecting 15 inches of rain just 24 hours ago. They've now downgraded that to 6 to 7 inches, which honestly, we could use that much rain. We don't need 15. But our concern is people not taking them seriously and thinking that now they've been through a minor one that they can just stay for the next one.
Well, Mark Henry, we wish you and everybody in the area there all the best in getting through this.
Thank you so much.
That's Mark Henry. He's the Galveston County judge, the official in that county responsible for emergency response and preparedness. Again, Mark, thank you so much, and take care.
Thanks, Robin.
And you may be wondering why this storm is called Beta. Well, it's because forecasters ran out of the traditional storm names on Friday, forcing them to use the Greek alphabet for just the second time since the 1950s.